Hey Finn, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. You were telling me a story.
Just a sec.
What?
Do it there.
All right, the mic's working. You were telling me a story, I think just yesterday, that at school you have like a reading helper?
Mm-hmm. He's called a reading buddy.
A reading buddy. What does he do?
He reads me books.
But why?
Because they're just trying to be nice, and they're... Well, we do this thing where there's these six C's, good citizenship, six C's, where you do each of those. But our teacher gives out Skittles to people that do good things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are the six C's?
Number one, helping our people. Number two, be respective. I don't remember.
Be respectful?
Yeah, I don't remember that ones.
Why are those things important?
Because... Be nice to people is good citizenship. The teacher said that we have to do good citizenship at school and at home.
At home? What about just when you're at the store?
Yep.
Is there ever a place where you should not be a good citizen?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think?
Yes.
Where would you want to be a bad citizen?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. So there's probably no place you don't want to be a good citizen. So really... It's an important thing.
What about play passes? Good citizen or bad?
Where?
What about play passes?
Play places? Like a playground?
Yeah. Do you be a good citizen or bad citizen there? Tell me.
Well, I think you should be a good citizen there for sure. Like when you're at a play place, let's say you go to like a McDonald's and there's a play place.
Or Arctic Circle.
Arctic Circle, they have play places. Or even the playground or park. How could you be a good citizen at the park?
By not hurting people.
Okay, that's one. That's probably like the starting point, not to hurt people. But what are some things you can do that are actually actively good, like to help somebody or be, I don't know.
Well, one time at Arctic Circle when I was like four or three or something, There was a kid that was left out and I played with him.
Oh, really? So that was being a good citizen, helping somebody else and helping them feel included?
Yeah.
How do you feel when someone is a good citizen to you?
I feel happy.
Why do you think that is?
What do you mean?
Why do you think you feel that way when someone's kind to you?
Because you make it feel like that they can be friends with you.
Yeah, and then how do you feel when you're kind to somebody else?
Happy inside.
So it's kind of the perfect formula if you think about it. If you're good to people, you feel happy. If people are good to you, you feel happy. So really, if we could live in a world where everyone's good to each other, how are people going to feel?
Happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's kind of what I was going to talk to you about, is just what is our responsibility to the world around us when we're going through the world? You know, what are we responsible for? What do we owe the people around us? And I think you're right. Ultimately, it comes down to the...
Yeah, we owe kindness.
Own kindness, exactly.
Go ahead, what you were going to say.
I was just going to say that. We owe people kindness and respect and being good citizens to each other. It's a wonderful message.
Mm-hmm.
If you like this podcast or our other episodes, please go to Apple Podcasts and write us a review, a 5-star review. And the first person to write us an actual review, we will read it on the podcast.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.